Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the next episode of Sounds of the City Radio. You're here with your host, Ryan, at 10 a.m. on the spot. Sorry I wasn't here around in Vancouver for the past 2 weeks. Actually, I lied. I wasn't around last week, but the week before that, I was kind of sick. So past two, I've been away from the radio microphones for a while, but I'm happy to be back with a list of upcoming concerts and just general good music that I'm sure you guys would love to hear, because I would love to hear too. Before we get things started, I figured I wanted to start my day on an upbeat note, so I just felt like some good music for the morning. And I got my buddy Will, who's going to be joining me on air, just because he's from Victoria, and then he stayed at my house last night, so I had to bring him over. But before we start chatting and talking about all the good times, here's one from Buckman Co. It's called Love for All the Living Things. You listen to it on Sounds of the City on CIT 101.9 FM. Just listen to the good music of Mr. Buckman Co. And the song was called Love for All Living Things. That was off of his latest album. Now, Buckman Co., he's been playing in town for the past 4 or 5 years. He's definitely has changed his sound the past while. He started off very much more folky. I can't say country, but a little bit more folky. And like his last concert that I saw a couple weeks ago out at the Electric Owl was just a ridiculously awesome dance party. He's started jamming with a bunch of brass players, and he has like a 6 to 8 piece band right now. So You can also always catch him acoustic, but his music is absolutely delightful, and I'm happy that he's from Vancouver. He doesn't have any particular upcoming shows. Actually, no, he does have one particular upcoming show, but I'm sure he's going to play before this. On May 25th, he's going to be playing in New Westminster on the corner of 6th and 6th Avenue as part of a festival called Uptown Live, and along with a bunch of other musicians. But for now, I know that he will be there through my secret connections, because I got them all. But that was some Bachman Co. for you guys. Later on in the early morning, by half an hour, we're going to have Mr. My Gay Husband, Jason from My Gay Husband, will be calling in a DJ from town. I'll leave it up to him to give a better description of what he is. I'm sure you've all heard of the name, and you're all particularly curious to know, why is that name that name? Couldn't he think of a better name, like the Fun Drive Pitches or the CITR Duos? But no, My Gay Husband. I'm sure he has a great explanation for that, and I'm sure he's looking forward to telling you guys that when he calls in at 10:30. But he's going to be playing tonight at the Fortune Sound Club, and also he's going to be playing in next week, April 5th, very right here. That's a new sentence I just made up. Right here, outside in the McKenna's Field. It's part of the AMS end of year block party, the infamous AMS block party. Which the show is going to be headlined by Dylan Francis, Kanon, which hopefully we'll get a chance to interview. And Good for Grapes, a bunch of other great bands, including the winner of the Battle of the Bands of UBC's Best Rock Stars, and the one and only My Gay Husband. That'll be next week, and hopefully on my show next week here's the gist. I've applied for an interview with Kanon, but let me see if they give it to me or not. We're taking things one step at a time. Yesterday I came across a band that is going to be playing in Vancouver on April 22nd at the Rio. And they're called Watsky. If you got any 5-year-olds around, you might want to tell them to go away, because it's not really so polite, but it had an edge to it. I wanted to play it. Here's some Watsky for you. It's called Idgaf.
What a beautiful, sexy night. What a shame that someone would try to mess this up right now. Look around. I mean, I hear everything you're saying, but to be honest with you, I don't give a fuck, dude. Let's go. Let me tell you about my GPA, 4.0 straight A's, am I?
I don't give a fuck.
Let me tell you about my resume, it's so cray, it's insane, am I?
I don't give a fuck.
And my boyfriend, he's so hot, and the car that he bought me is...
I don't give a fuck.
And my ooh-la-la, my blah-blah-blah, and
I don't give a fuck.
Cause I'm a bachelor, so fuck attaching, label to the life we're living and imagine, future where we won't be living in the past, I'll be flipping birds like a chicken breast on a spatula, so if you're bragging, then you can forget it, and if it thunders, and if it rains and pours, let it, and in the morning, then it'll hit you that George said it, they gave him a fuck, you returned it for store credit, but don't be sorry yet if you got a score, settle it, cause it's more pleasure with fun before etiquette, get up on the table and pour your drinks, get it, but don't be boneheaded, it's for your own benefit, I'll be getting open and seeking my seventh heaven, a reverend, will you be seeking the reverend or Pope Benedict, you gotta stick where the sun don't shine, well that's fine, but remember that,
I don't give a fuck,
let me tell you about my GPA, 4.0 straight A's, am
I don't give a fuck,
let me tell you about my resume, it's so cray, it's insane, am
I don't give a fuck,
and my boyfriend, he's so hot, and the car that he bought me is,
I don't give a fuck,
and my ooh la la, my blah blah blah, and
I don't give a fuck,
all I wanna do is get my mind right, if I'm looking at tomorrow, check my eyesight, all I'm gonna focus on is this fine night, cause all I know is that this life is finite, never never land isn't more than a legend, and so I gotta be digging the present session and getting this, wedging myself up into the wettest crevices, effortless grabbing a piece of the flesh, if you love it then why fight, some people slower than a 90s modem, wanna see the nips, it's a while to load em, if life is a woman she's got some epic titties and I wanna get up in it and live it in motorboat em, cause I wanna see the cool and the classy, and I wanna see the cruel and the nasty, cause if it's real shit, let me feel it, and if you can't deal,
I don't give a fuck, I don't give a fuck, I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck.
Let me tell you about my 5-year plan and my 401k.
I don't give a fuck.
Let me tell you about my workouts, SP90X.
I don't give a fuck.
Let me tell you about some random crap you don't care about.
And I don't give a fuck.
Am I ooh la la, my blah blah blah, and
I don't give a fuck.
Let me tell you about my GPA, 4.0 straight A's, and
I don't give a fuck. give a fuck.
And my boyfriend, he's so hot, and the car that he bought me is,
I don't give a fuck.
And my ooh la la, my blah blah blah, and
I don't give a fuck.
And that was some Wasky with you with IDGAF, which I think you know what it stands for right now. I don't give enough. Once again, they're going to be playing at the Rio Theater on April the 22nd. And only 2 days before that, on the infamous 420, we're going to have Chaos, and he's going to be playing at the Commodore Ballroom. This one's called Crab Bucket. And you just heard the one called Crab Bucket that came out from Chaos. Once again, Chaos is going to be performing on April 20th at the Commodore Ballroom. If you guys want tickets to that show, which I'm sure you do, you go to Ticketmaster.com and support Live Nation, and you buy a ticket to that show. But then again, you get a chance to see it at one of the best venues in town, which is obviously the best thing you can do, because that is how absolutely awesome he is. Now, Sleepy 7 is the name of a song that hopefully Mr. Bonobo will be playing at April 30th at the Commodore Ballroom. Yes, you have to buy tickets for that one at Ticketmaster.com as well, but Bonobo's playing it, and he's playing a live set. It's not a DJ set. So, obviously, you know that I highly recommend that you go. Hey, that even rhymed. All right, this is Sleepy 7 from an old one, from an old album of his. It's called Animal Music. You're listening to it. I sound out the shitty radio. You're here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. And then we'll be back with some Kanon and some other good stuff.
We'll be right back. On April 4th, CITR and the UBC Film Society present an end-of-the-year party from 6:30 to 11. Featuring Noble Oak, 41st and Home, Hooves, Squirrel, Young Braised, and DJ B. Come by the courtyard located on the top floor of the UBC sub for some sunshine, cheap beer, and good tunes.
I will say B, Peru. I'll do it.
And that's your final answer?
Yes.
Could buy a new car. You just want
$33,055.78.
To everyone who donated to this year's fund drive, CITR would like to say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you to everyone who helped us meet and exceed our goal of $30,000. Your generous donations help us support local artists, businesses, and marginalized voices in the community. Here's to another 75 years of campus and community radio.
And welcome back to Sounds of the City Radio. We just heard a good tune by Bonobo off of an old track from his album Animal Magic. And the song was called Sleepy 7. Once again, Bonobo is going to be playing at the Commodore Ballroom on April 30th. Buy your tickets at Ticketmaster.com. It'll be a good show and it will sell out. Oh, by the way, it is a live set.
That's a good song, by the way.
And that's my buddy Will, by the way.
Hi there. I just wanted to say something, get in here and say hi.
It was about time and I was waiting for you to do so, man. You're on your cell phone all day. Everyone with technology, I'm still old school radio. I never got into TV or internet or anything
like
that.
Or cell phones.
Or cell phones. No, I actually just got an iPhone not too long ago. I was quite famous for using a Nikon 6610, which, for those of you who don't know, belongs to the year 2001.
It actually had multiple colors. It was pretty impressive.
It had snake. It was cool. It had snake, and then it got like snake 0.2, and then that kind of got lame. But it could handle snake quite well. But, well, you know what? Thank you for being here, because I have a problem. I got to play a song that's from a band called Good for Grapes, and I just got no idea who they were. And I remember you telling me that you knew, like, you heard of them before, and I don't know, you told me they sound like Mumford and
Sons.
Yeah,
well, a little while ago, probably about a year and a half ago, they just came out of nowhere. They've been playing in Surrey for quite a while.
They're from Surrey.
They're from Surrey, a bunch of young guys. They're just getting out there. One of their songs got some really good pickup and just really went across BC and spread. They've just been doing shows all over the place nonstop. And people are loving them. They got momentum.
What do you think of their sound? As a music enthusiast who's been around,
I think they're still trying to find their sound as a group. This song kind of stands out differently. We're talking about Skipping Stone. It's been playing on the radio a little bit here and there, and it's different from some of their other stuff. But it's definitely got some pickup there. It's a nice song.
I'm looking at it on the website, and right below it writes how 100.5 The Peak showed this interview of their song. It's funny how many of our live acts are brought out by The Peak. Like, it feels like,
and the shore give The Shore some love too,
even though we're not allowed to be talking about other radio stations that much, but still they do a good job and they do support live music, which is our mandate
as well. Community out here, right?
Oh, it's awesome. But like you know, a lot of musicians, like, you know, I don't know, Dom Boom Booms or Rouge.
He's talking about Dominic Frico, by the way.
Yeah Dominic Frico, it's like Dom Short. But you know, a lot of main musicians from Vancouver are brought out by community-funded events from these radio stations. Like, radio is still pretty prominent, and hopefully maybe one day that we can CITR can be like give out like $100,000 prizes to bands. But until then, we'll just still
Jimmy Patterson will donate some money to CITR.
It's about time. We should all write a what do you call it?
He owns The Peak. So.
What do you call it when everyone writes a petition? Petition. We should write a petition.
Petition.
Yeah, and get
no, Jimmy. We need Patterson. To write Jimmy Patterson a business plan,
or one of those. Good for Grapes. They're playing. Just for those who don't know, I'll be playing a song called from their 2012 release. It's called "Good for Grapes." Skipping Stone, as Will just said, and they're going to be playing in once again, not too far away from where I'm sitting right now.
Hey, it's a beautiful day out here. This song's just going to make it that much better.
I was talking, dude. I was in the middle of a sentence. Right. I was finishing something. Anyhow, they're playing at the AMS barbecue alongside K9. They're going to be opening the night. And they're a pretty wicked band. Here's a song that sounds kind of like something you would hear from Mumford & Sons, but it's what got them well-known in BC in the first place. This is Good for Grapes, and the song is called Skipping Stone. We just heard the song Skipping Stone by Good for Grapes. All right, honestly, his voice, the guitar, I think there definitely was a banjo. They want to be Mumford & Sons.
Well, who wouldn't want to be Mumford & Sons?
Yeah, but like, don't you think that you should be like original? Like, do you try to do your own
thing?
Pretty
original. He's number two. I mean, that's pretty.
But does that mean that they're original, or that there's a lot of people who like to hear repetitive music?
That is true.
There was the study that you read, right?
Very, very, yeah, it was an interesting study that I came across. And when a song sounds too new and is too different, about 30 to 40% of the people actually reject the song, and they will turn off the radio station or change the song because they just don't want to listen to it. You have to warm them up into it. It's actually a very interesting thing, and a song kind of gets it sounds like it's going to be a big hit, and then it flops because nobody wanted to listen to it at that time.
So can they predict to see like which song will become a hit and which song
won't? Yeah, apparently
there's
this program out there you can plug the song into, and it'll tell you whether or not it's going to be a hit, and it'll rate the song based on its like tempo and rhythm and pitch, and there's a mathematical formula for what makes a popular song, and they really work to make the songs like that. So
I'm pretty sure Justin Bieber or other people similar to that probably use that application. Do you know what the name of the application is called?
Who's Justin Bieber?
And there you go. Smart one. Smart one. All right. Let's listen to some music that's a little bit different and that's got a little bit of a more of an upbeat vibe to it. And it sounds a little bit more like Kanon. Maybe that's because it probably is Kanon. He's going to be playing once again at the Amos Block Party next week on April 5th. If you feel like an all-day of drinking and good time, drop by or just show up later on for the good times of the concerts. But he's going to be playing April 5th there. And I'm going to be playing one from his Troubadour album. This one's called Take a Minute. You're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
And any man who knows a thing knows he knows not a damn thing at all. And every time I felt the hurt and I felt the giving getting me up off the wall, I'm just gonna take a minute and let it ride. I'm just gonna take a minute and let it breeze. I'm just gonna take a minute and let it ride. I'm just gonna take a minute and let it breathe. How did Mandela get the will to surpass the everyday when injustice had him caged and trapped in every way? How did Gandhi ever withstand the hunger strikes and all? Didn't do it to gain power or money, if I recall, as the gift. I guess I'll pass it on. Mother thinks it'll lift the stress of Babylon. Mother knows, my mother, she suffered blows. I don't know how we survived such violent episodes. I was so worried, it hurt to see you bleed. But as soon as you came out the hospital, you gave me sweets, yeah. They tried to take you from me, but you still only gave them some prayers and sympathy. Dear mama, you helped me write this. By showing me to give, it's priceless. And any man who knows a thing knows he knows not a damn thing at all. And every time I felt the hurt and I felt the giving getting me up off the wall, I'm just gonna take a minute and let it ride. I'm just gonna take a minute and let it breeze. I'm just gonna take a minute and let it ride. I'm just gonna take a minute and let it breathe. All I can say is the worst is over now. We can serve the hard times, divorce, it's over now. They try to keep us out, but they doors is open now. My nigga Akon is getting awards and covers now. This is K9 and still repping the S. Coming out of Mogadishu and still draped in the mess. And no matter how we strong, homie, it ain't easy coming out of where we from, homie. And it's the reason why I can never play for me. Tell them the truth is what my dead homies told me. Ooh yeah, I take inspiration from the most heinous of situations, creating medication out my own tribulations. Dear Africa, you helped me write this. By showing me to give, it's priceless. And any man who knows a thing knows he knows not a damn thing at all. And every time I felt the hurt and I felt the giving getting me up off the wall, I'm just gonna take a minute and let it ride. I'm just gonna take a minute and let it breeze. I'm just gonna take a minute and let it ride. I'm just gonna take a minute and let it breeze.
Alright, welcome back to Sounds of the City, ladies and gentlemen. You're here with your host, Rain, and the lovely gentleman breathing on the phone will be Jason from My Gay Husband. Jason, how are you?
Good, man. How are you?
Good, good. First of all, thank you so much for calling in on 10:30 on a Friday, on a holiday morning. I know it must have been... People have trouble getting up for my show. I got trouble getting up for my show just the way it is, let alone grabbing musicians in on board, so thank you very much.
No problem, bro.
So... I'm sorry, this is might not be the most original question, but it has to be the first question on my brain. My Gay Husband, you're a DJ from Vancouver, you're rocking out in Vancouver. The name My Gay Husband really just brings a lot of questions to my head, and I'm really curious to know how you came up with that as a DJ name. There's some creative DJ names out there.
And we just got sick of everybody called DJ Joe, DJ Jeff, DJ Mike, everyone just putting their first name after him, and I didn't want anyone to know my name. So that was pretty much just it. It was just a big old joke.
But, like, did you not think that joke, were, like, when you first started DJing, was this supposed to be a part-time thing, or was it supposed to be, like, I am going to be, like, a well-known DJ like you are right now?
we were just throwing punk shows at the Pig Pub and Brickyard, and we couldn't afford to pay a DJ, so we just DJed just because I didn't care about being a DJ or all that silly nonsense. It's just a really, really terrible DJ name that jokes kind of been played out by now.
What about now? Like, do you still not care about DJing, or?
Oh, no, man, we love it. I just don't care about the whole trying to get famous off it, like some people try to get hooked on.
But the thing is, you are famous. Like, you're posted. Gay husband, the name My Gay Husband is everywhere. You go on every single random corner, you have a poster with, okay, My Gay Husband's playing. You're playing tonight at Fortune Sound Club. You're playing next week at AMS. That's two shows already in 1 week. And how many resident DJ spots do you have?
We just do the Biltmore every Saturday at Glory Days, okay, which we love. And right now we're playing the Bottleneck on Sundays.
So tell me...
Yeah, just a little free night with hangout music.
So tell me about these shows that you used to do at the Pit Pub, because, you know, I'm actually standing right above the Pit Pub right now. And when did it start?
The Pick Pub, the Piccadilly.
Okay.
Back in the day when it was on Pender Street before it got shut down.
But your general shows, like, how did you start with your shows? You said you did punk shows.
We were just kind of bored in the city, and nothing was going on, and we had some really good friends that had Two Gorilla and a bunch of production companies that taught us how to throw shows. And I used to work for House of Blues like 10 years ago when they first opened the Commodore. And we were just really bored and we had no money and we just wanted to throw shows. And we just called our band friends up and they played, and we played terrible dance music in between and just kind of caught on.
So you're kind of telling me you deliberately went so bad that you became good.
Oh yeah, it was terrible dance music.
But what made people dance?
Just because it was something new. And just something different. It wasn't just the same top 40 music on Granville Street. And there was really no other options, like, when we started 10 years ago. It was really, really slim pickings. It was like a Brit pop night, karaoke, or us doing something.
So, I don't know. I think you do know that we are a CITR, a community radio station, and a lot of independent artists are listening in on air. What advice do you have for some artists, whether they're a DJ or a musician in general, of making it, of actually being able to finance your own living out of it? Because one huge problem that everyone has is that, no, we can't ever make it. They don't pay musicians. There's no way we can actually afford to live and do music at the same time. But it seems like that's something you guys have managed.
Man, like, even when people think you're doing really well, there's always those behind-the-scenes issues. If you really want to do it, man, you just got to stick with it and get down to the States. Like, honestly, Canada's really great and everything, but you guys got to hit if you want to make it, you got to hit the festivals in the States and just, you know, build those, like, in real life friendships, brah. But, you know, you're just going to grind and get out of the city. That's my biggest advice is, you know, your friends and your fam locally will always take care of you and stuff, but it's getting out there and getting off the internet.
And what festivals in the States were you, like, particularly rocking?
I think just the basic ones, like South by Southwest, we were just at. We just presented a Canadian showcase out again this year with Winnie Cooper and Beatroot. Getting down to CMJs, even getting down to the bougie Coachella ones with all the surrounding parties and stuff, because LA is so lit up around that time. It's just, you know, those little things, and getting down to Seattle and Portland especially, and, you know, building that West Coast kind of relationships, you know. And it seems like the people that are doing that right now, like White Lung and New Sensei and everyone, and they're doing it's taken a long time for them. Like, nobody in Vancouver blows up really right away, except for, like, the odd kind of rave case or the odd little hype case. But, you know, all the ones that have done well have gotten out of the city. And it seems like that's a way to success.
So you're playing tonight at Fortune, and next week you're playing at AMS. Which one are you more excited for?
I'm not going to say. they're both paying me.
Oh, okay.
I love playing at Fortune because, you know, that's all family there. Obviously. And AMS has always been fun to play at.
But you're going
to
be opening for Kanon. That's pretty cool, right?
Yeah, man, I really love the lineup. I get to play with Dylan Francis. That's super funny.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, I don't know. Hey, I'm sure you... I got a feeling you know which one you like more. I'm not going to say which one it is, though.
You guys can all just say whatever you're going to say. Yeah. I love the clubs, but I love playing outdoors, too.
Oh, it's gonna be a beautiful, beautiful sunny day. So tell us what our listeners, what are people going to expect? So are you going to play a whole bunch of bad dance music, or what are you going to play? What are we going to
expect? I'm going to play a little bit of everything. I'm just like kind of the in-between hangout DJ. So I'll leave all the rave to the rave guys, and I'm just going to play some good music in between. All
right, Jason, we're going to play a remix that you guys did from the Ya Ya Ya's I found on your SoundCloud page. Do you want to be the DJ and actually introduce this song?
Done a couple, it's just one of those tunes.
Honey Bear.
There you go. Oh, yeah, great. I love that one.
There you go. So just doing like in a DJ voice. Say, hey, you guys listen to CITR.
Oh, man.
You can do it, man. You got it.
This is CITR. You listen to the silly Yeah's remix I made at 5 a.m. That's out of tune and out of time. Enjoy.
Good to know. Thanks for talking, Jason. Talk to you soon. Cheers.
Easy, bye.
Bye-bye. And this one from Rihanna, Stay, it's a Branches bootleg remix.
All along it was a fever.
This one's by Anthony Hamilton and Elena Boyton from the Django Unchained album. Film, soundtrack to the film.
Say B, Peru. I'll do it.
And that's your final answer?
Yes.
You can buy a new car. You just want
$33,055.78.
To everyone who donated to this year's fund drive, CITR would like to say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you to everyone who helped us meet and exceed our goal of $30,000. Your generous donations help us support local artists, businesses, and marginalized voices in the community.
And special thanks to our major sponsors of the Fund Drive Finale Silent Auction, The Cobalt at thecobalt.ca, Travel Cuts UBC at travelcuts.com, and Chad Woodley at the Sanitary Electric Company at tattoosbychad.com.
And welcome back to Sound of the City here at CITR 101.9 FM. We're reaching the end of our show, and eventually in the next 10 minutes, we will pass the microphone off to Dorothy from Stereo Blues, and she's gonna play you a mixture of good blues music from all different eras, as she always does. The song that we just heard was off of the remix off the Django Unchained album,
yeah,
and
Django
it was called
Unchained.
What was it called?
It was called Freedom.
Good film, wasn't it?
Yeah, very good film. That was actually a remix version. I can't remember who did the remix, but there's some really good ones out there. The song itself is amazing.
It's a solid song, and obviously all of Tarantino's soundtracks are absolutely fantastic because they're famous for it. And I should be a better radio DJ, but the song before that we played...
That was Rihanna. That was a remix version of one of Rihanna's songs that's out on the radio right now. And it's a nice one, you know. It really kind of picks it up, changes her voice, and makes the song a little bit faster. Puts a nice little beat to it.
At a year and a half of being on the radio, I'd never thought I'd be speaking about Rihanna, but apparently, yeah, yeah.
Hey, maybe. She's come to town.
She's
you know?
April 1st.
I love Rihanna.
April 1st, she's coming to town. April 1st, she's gonna be playing
she's
at Rogers
some
Arena.
Sass.
She's got a lot of stuff. I'll tell you that much.
She's got some sales.
But carrying on with the rest of the show, I got like 5-6 minutes left, and there's always good music coming up, but let's hear some summer tunes. Sometime in July, this band, which I like, will be playing in Vancouver. I don't know the exact date yet. They don't know the exact date yet. Once they do, they'll let me know, and then once I find out by looking at their website, I'll let you guys know.
Don't you want to get their logo tattooed on you?
Kind of, yeah. The Cat Empire, it's a good show.
It's got a nice little crown.
It's nice. It's cool. Anyhow, but they'll be playing. I'm not lying. They will be playing sometime in July, and they're celebrating their release of their latest album, Steal the Light, which is coming out. I don't know, somewhere in the world, May 17th, iTunes perhaps. You can find it. But this is a single they released from it. It's called Brighter Than Gold. You're listening to it on Sounds of the City Radio.
In the morning, the two steps in the day, the three steps in the evening, and the darkness is ablaze, and all the angels, seats, and soldiers come step to the parade. I run out like a cheetah, the monk is in the blood, and what a piece of work is man who screams the name of love, but all his brothers, cousins, sisters, and others hear his fuzz. None can dream, but light calls it a lie, and all the sinners, saints, and winners just wink and walk on by. But Brando's in the forest, and Nancy's in the flood. The black swan makes a pirouette, the gods cry from above, and all the rain keeps falling on bare feet in the mud. In the west, west, southbound with a beat, and all the lions, riots, and preachers come down into the street. All night away.
And that was Brighter Than Gold from the Caterpillar off of their latest album that has not yet been released yet. It's called Steal the Light. It's coming out May 17th, and one time in July, they will be playing a show somewhere in Vancouver. I've narrowed it down to the Commodore Ballroom or the Folk Fest, so let's figure out where they're going to play. I will stop dorking out about that, and I have one more song to play before I pass on the microphone. Sixto Rodriguez, I've heard so much about him in the last couple of months. I think Will knows more about him than I do.
He's from a movie called Searching for Sugarman. It was a documentary which won the Oscar this year. And this guy's so cool. He didn't even show up for the Oscars. He didn't even want to go. He's just happy to be himself.
What's his story like?
Well, he made these records and they flopped in North America
in the 70s, right?
In the 70s, 70, 71, 73, and they completely bombed. Hardly anybody bought them. But somehow in South Africa, the song, his music picked up, and this CD or this album, Cold Fact, that we're going to listen to right now, became the number one album in South Africa, and almost every household owns it. And we're just getting, here in North America, he's kind of new to us, and we're rediscovering his music. And he writes like Bob Dylan. Every line packs a punch, and his music is just so damn good to listen to.
So he was a rock star. He was a big rock star in South America. And
huge.
But he had no idea why he was hanging out in Detroit.
He had no idea. Yeah, and South Africa thought he was dead. So that's the amazing part of the story. And he wasn't.
When did they Google him?
Even if you Googled him, you wouldn't have found him, really, because his name isn't Sixto Rodriguez. It's so vague who this man actually is in real life. It's really hard to connect him to the real person.
But they eventually found
him. They eventually found him.
Did you watch that documentary?
I did. I've seen it three times now, actually, because the music, the soundtrack is so good.
How did they find him?
I don't want to get into it. Okay. Let that story develop. It's a beautiful story.
All right. Well, listen to one. You be the DJ.
All right, this is I Wonder, Sixto Rodriguez.
And then
enjoy the beautiful sun out there.
That's also our goodbyes. By the way, it's 11 o'clock, and that's it for this week's episode of Sounds of the City. Until next week, stay safe. Don't do anything I wouldn't do. But if you do, love it. This is I Wonder by Sixto Rodriguez.
This is Brian from Hellshock. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Party on, Vancouver.